Blog Talk Radio.
Memorial Day, because we are our forebears.
primarily white, who lost their lives, you know, fighting in the cause of their freedom, not directly, you know, certainly because a lot of the, you know, again, the racists have come out of the woodwork saying that, well, it wasn't exactly about race, it was about states' rights. And that was predicated on the fact that some slave-owning or slave-bearing states wanted to maintain the quote-unquote peculiar institution. So these people, newly freed in 1865, decided to take it upon themselves to honor these people. And, you know, we can never forget that, and we don't forget them. And now it has, you know, sort of morphed into, you know, like a Veterans Day. And it's not really about veterans per se. And I'm not saying that to diminish what the veterans do for our country. They do a great deal. They stand in harm's way. You know, recently, today, and, you know, it's really outrageous. You know, a Navy SEAL lost his life at an affair in New York, between Jersey City and New York City yesterday. His parachute failed to deploy, which is why, even though, well, anyway, I don't want to go there. But you know, it's these are the chances that you take when you're in these high risk situations. And these people, you know, they go into high risk situations all the time. You know, stuff that they, you know, they can't talk about because, frankly, it's top secret. And I know I've been there, literally and figuratively speaking. And it's the stuff of spy movies. It really is. You know, because excuse me, one wrong turn, one, you know, careless whisper, and you know, you could literally lose your life. There's no coming back from that. So at any rate, we're glad to be here on this Memorial Day. It's nice out, but it's kind of overcast. They say, you know, the weather is expected. I'm down in Maryland, by the way, but they say the weather is supposed to go up to 80. I don't quite know if that's true. Because it's nice enough out, but you know, with the rain, it's certainly damp. You know, 66 degrees here in Maryland, where I am, humidity is about 89%. So there's a lot of water, a lot of moisture in the air. So you know, it's no rain expected. It's supposed to go up to 82 today, but we are expecting rain tomorrow. I'm playing hooky. Tomorrow I'm going to spend some time, but, you know, I've had my son for a few days. I think I'm going to spend another day with him. That, coupled with the fact that I put my recreational vehicle, and, you know, my primary and my secondary car, both in the shop. So, you know, I literally, I kid you not, have no vehicle. I swear to God, I have no vehicle which to drive. Every single one of my vehicles is in the shop. And the guys, literally, the technicians, for whatever reason, their schools are closed at 5 on Friday, and they called me at 5:45. I didn't see the message because I was running around, and I did promise to have my phone on me. I called back 15 minutes later, and they had left, and apparently taken my truck with them, because I went up there, I borrowed a car, and me and my kid, we went up there, and I looked, I peeked in there. I couldn't see. The truck is you know, it's relatively, it's old and big, but I love it. It had a lot of custom work done. Not a lot of custom work, but, you know, little, you know, touches here and there. Because I like to go off-road and do that outdoor-y type stuff. I really do. You know, I enjoy hiking and fishing and even hunting when I can. I don't often have time to indulge my passion for those things, and certainly for the outdoors. But I, you know, I try when I can. So that's what I have the truck for. I press it into service over the last, I would say, couple of years now as a daily driver, simply because of the other the situation with the other two vehicles. So either I'm going to have to get one of these other vehicles out of the shop, and I just went and talked to that technician that has my other car. But it's a collector car, so I couldn't really use that as a daily driver. So, you know, I guess I'm going to be in the market for a car at some point. And I believe in recycling, so I think that I'm going to, you know, I'm going to, you know, look at some, you know, used cars that I could pay pay cash for. I don't really believe in credit. Credit is good. Credit is excellent. It drives down, you know, your cost of living. It really does. And you know, but I don't want to build. I really don't. I'm at a juncture in my life where, you know, I don't have any enormous bills coming at me every month. You know, I have fixed expenses for the business and, you know, so personally and professionally. And I know what I spend every month. I'm quite comfortable spending that. Could I use more? Yeah, of course. Everybody can use more, but that's not the point I'm making. The point I'm making is that I don't want, you know, $300-$500 bill per month for a vehicle that's depreciated as soon as I drove it off the lot. I'd rather just, you know, dip into my savings and, you know, take some money out, some loot out, and just buy something outright, which is probably what I'm going to wind up doing. I'm looking at cars and trying to negotiate some, you know, some of these deals are ridiculous. They, you know, they've marked up, you know, almost 75, 80, 90% in some cases. Talked to one guy. I know what the car is worth wholesale, and so I'm trying to get him close to the wholesale price, and he's telling me he wants, you know, well over retail, and I told him I'm not going to do that. You know, you're not talking to a mope. You know, I'm a businessman, and I've been doing this for a while. I know how to negotiate, and I certainly know how to research. And I know what the research, I know what the price is for this particular vehicle that I like a lot. And, you know, but I'm not going to exhaust my savings to indulge my passion. Let's take a break and come back on the other side on this dreary, well, it looks like the sun is trying to peek out, but relatively dreary Memorial Day holiday.
Looking for a hip multimedia management company that can manage you, your service, product, or your next multimedia project? Let East New York Management take you, your service, or your product to the next level. At East New York Management, we can produce and post-produce your project into a sleek finished product. We write scripts, slow-mos, blurs, and spots that are tight, hot, and funky. Liners that flow smoothly with wit as well as with verb. We also manage talent, produce, and post-produce shows that are on the cutting edge, reflecting the undeniable influence of hip-hop on pop culture. The most important thing that we can bring to your product is energy, enthusiasm, and a love for the creative process. Look for us on the World Wide Web at www.eastnewyorkmanagement.net. Call us at 347-846-8447 or email us at contact@eastnewyorkmanagement.net. Do not waste another minute with whack, boring, and uncreative multimedia and talent management companies. Bring your talent or project to East New York Management. Let East New York Management take you, your service, or your product to the next level.
And we're back here at Marketing Pulpit International, New York edition, with yours truly, Dennis D. Shipping on the mic, 10:43 a.m., 5/29/2017. Dreary, 66 degrees and humid outside. And I had to take a shower. I ran out there for a second, do a couple of things, get my my grill going, and got a rack on there already. Got my chicken season up, same seasoning that I use for my rack, and, you know, obviously the chicken's going to take far less time to cook than the rack ribs, so I'll put that on in an hour or two. As a matter of fact, as soon as I get off the air, I'm going to go out and see how they're doing. Indirect heat only, you know, got some hardwood on there, way on the other side of the grill. I have to have some work done to this grill. I really, you know, hardwood burns really hot. I was watching a documentary last night about some fires in California. And, you know, the guy that used to head up the Forest Service, I believe he's retired now, was talking about how they used to have little control burns allowing, you know, a little deforestation, you know, and he said now they don't do those controlled burns any longer because they've exhausted their budget basically in fire suppression. So it's been a shift, and as a consequence, the fuel load has burnt up, and you can see evidence of this not only in California but right here on the East Coast. You know, you go up and down the East Coast, and I do a lot of hiking and things. I really do. You know, I'm in the woods all the time, and you could see all the trees that have been fell, you know, have fallen or whatever. That's all fuel. And I can tell you from personal experience, you know, as someone who grills at every opportunity, I don't need an excuse. And I have a couple of tons of hardwood, and you know, at my house down here, and I can tell you that hardwood burns long and hot. And you know, when you add that to wind and dry conditions, you're in for a problem. Those people, you know, a lot of people that live in these areas, they call them urban something or other. Got to look it up. I hadn't planned on doing a show about this, but I just wanted to talk about this for a second, you know, because that's what I use, basically. I don't use a lot of charcoal. Basically use a lot of hardwood, and I know that it burns hot and burns for a long time, and, you know, those are the ingredients for disaster anywhere in the world. Well, back to Memorial Day, so what we've done is, and we have a Veterans Day, so I never really understood that, but I think what it is, and this is, you know, I think it's cultural in this country. If I were to posit a guess, it's cultural. We often, how would you say it, not metamorphosize or morph, we just change things. It's that simple. You know, the original intent and meaning of Memorial Day was to honor the Union dead in this one location, basically. You know, it was a prison camp somewhere outside of Charleston, South Carolina. And as a consequence, you know, well, not as a consequence, but as, you know, as you know, time has gone on, that particular holiday has been expanded to encompass other, you know, other groups, other populations, demographic, other things. But the original intent of Memorial Day is, or was, to honor the Union. And I think that, you know, at some point, if, you know, history is not a bad thing, and at some point we have to, you know, really honor the reason for a given holiday, you know. These holidays just aren't around to be around. And that's just my personal belief, and it's what I try to instill in my child, you know, like Kwanzaa. And Kwanzaa's been around for a long time now, you know, and, you know, I've friends that are, yeah, that fake black holiday and stuff like that. And that's fine, you know. Yeah, I mean, ignorance abounds in this world, so, you know, and you have to meet people where they are. You know, everybody's not going to be sophisticated culturally, certainly. And you can't, you know, denigrate them because, you know, that's, you know, their beliefs, you know, which I feel is ignorant, but, you know, those are still my friends or, you know, whatever, you know, family. And, you know, so I'm not going to denigrate them. But, you know, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King holiday, something that was hard fought in Arizona, was drug kicking and screaming into the 21st century, because I think that Arizona, and I think it might have been Pennsylvania, I'm not really sure, really fought hard not to recognize this holiday. And, you know, you don't see people doing a lot of things. And, you know, I'm saying unconscious. I'm not saying the conscious. The conscious do. You know, we have people all over the country, if not the world, that honor the intent of those holidays. And certainly today, as we embark on this Memorial Day, which has been enlarged to encompass a lot of other groups, I want to get back to the original intent and to honor the Union soldiers, who, many of whom did not, you know, have a great deal of empathy for the blacks. But they did what they were going to do because they had a loyalty to the Union, you know, and that's basically what it was. It wasn't a lot of states at that time. A lot of the states as we know them now, out in the West and the Midwest, were called territories. And so basically only in the Deep South and, you know, populated areas, the sparsely populated areas up and down the East Coast. That's why you have all these old great East Coast cities from Boston all the way down to Jacksonville, you know, 13 original colonies, and then they expanded outward, upward, north, and south, and eventually west. And, you know, this is where the original, you know, where we originally, you know, founded our country. And it is our country. And a lot of people, a lot of African Americans feel some ambivalence about saying that, but I don't feel any such ambivalence. But I do, I am mindful of a quote from the Souls of Black Folks, you know, W.E.B. Du Bois, you know, a Negro, an American, two souls, two thoughts, two unreconciled strivings, two warring ideas in one dark body, whose dogged strength prevents it from being torn asunder. And I am I'm mindful of that, that, you know, there is a dichotomy, you know, a sort of a schizophrenia, you know, in our community, which is why this holiday is personally important. Because I didn't notice. I have to be honest with you, you know, and, doing research for the show today, I just, you know, I found this information out, and I was astonished. I had no idea that was the origin of Memorial Day. But you know, I was, you know, I was intrigued. I was, you know, gratified. I those people felt an intense gratitude towards these. I mean, you're digging up dead bodies, man. You know, that's not a pleasant task. And, you know, because they wanted to honor these people, you know, and I think that is, that's pretty profound, and that's pretty deep, and it certainly is touching and moving to me, and I wanted to, you know, certainly, you know, honor them and the people that they fought for, or that fought for us or them. Let's take another break and come back on the other side of the break with the last couple of minutes of Marketing and Pulpit International Special Memorial Day Edition.
The Endangered Species Act of 1973 was signed into law by President Richard M. Nixon on December 28, 1973. It was designed to protect critically imperiled species from extinction as a consequence of economic growth and development untempered by adequate concern and conservation. The U.S. Supreme Court found that the plain intent of Congress in enacting the ESA was to halt, reverse the trend towards species extinction, whatever the cause. A species is considered to be endangered if it's in danger of extinction throughout its lifespan or a significant portion of its habitat is threatened, destroyed, or invaded, or if it is likely to become an endangered species within the foreseeable future. Then why are black boys on this list? Black boys are an endangered species. Please go to GoFundMe into our campaign at /PLZ2MO and contribute generously to help us build an alternative school for these boys that will become a national model for educational innovation. Again, go to GoFundMe into our campaign at /PLZ2MO.
We're back, tuned in to Market and Pulpit International, New York edition, with yours truly, Dennis D. Shipman on the mic, 10:53 a.m., 5/29/2017, and it's rather overcast, gloomy, 66 degrees, and you know, extremely humid, but we're not expecting any rain, but they said that, I believe, Sunday, it rained a little bit. I cut the lawn down here, and it rained shortly thereafter. It rained a good little bit, you know, so... You know, we're not going to experience any drought this year, thank God. You know, it's really great for the garden and the flowers and those sort of things. You know, if you're outdoorsmen like me, or want to be outdoorsmen, full outdoorsmen, you like to see things grow, you know. So, and that segues nicely into the last segment of our show here. You know, we've been, I frankly don't know. I don't want to even think about it, but I have been doing my podcasts and uploading them. It's an awful platform that we're using here, but it is what it is for the time being. You know, I have the equipment, but not the time to set up a backup sort of podcast. And I just haven't, you know, I've been really ripping and running, you know, because things have been happening relatively quickly in my life, both personally and professionally. And I've had to respond to a lot of exigent issues. Nothing, you know, bad. I mean, you know, just it's life. You know, things happen. And, you know, as an adult, as we all are, We have to oftentimes respond to things that distract or detract our energies or our focus from things that we want to be doing, you know, things that we have to be doing and things that we want to be doing. So I haven't been able to, and I've been promising to do it. I just have not been able to set it up yet, and I'm trying, you know. But it's a one man show here, basically as of late, and I've been looking and talking to people, but I'm very reluctant. I brought on a couple of people a year or two ago, a couple of years ago, and they turned out to be a flop. So I don't want to bring on any more flops. I want rainmakers and persons with demonstrable skill sets and competencies that can help us grow our business, East New York Management. You have a lot of media outlets now, namely Netflix. I was watching a couple of Dave Chappelle specials the other day because I resubscribed because down here I've cut the cord altogether. Not so easy back home in Brooklyn. But down here, certainly. So what I've done is I'm changing out everything slowly but surely. It's really expensive, but I have changed out my optical network terminal. You know, we have fiber, FTTP, fiber to the house, FTTH. And I changed out the old coaxial, put on a Cat 8. It's not even really out. The standards haven't been universally approved yet for that particular medium data transmission. But I'm using one. You know, it's guaranteed to rate above one gig, you know, as opposed to two or three for a Cat 6A or Cat 7. So that looks like it increased my speed a little bit, but I still have a bottleneck at the router, so I you know, invested in a good GPON router. So we're going to put that on in a week or two, waiting for Verizon. I don't know why they want to come by. I could easily configure, you know, the router, but that's what they want to do. I would have to get on the phone with Verizon anyway. Because their back office would have to register the MAC address of the device and then, you know, so that they know that we're no longer using their device. And that's going to drop, beyond dropping my bill down even more dramatically, I'm going with a gigabyte Ethernet. So the connection is going to, should be demonstrably faster. So I'm quite happy. So I've been listening to watching Netflix. And also it allows me, because we have a studio over here as well. So it also allows me to get a lot more work done in terms of productivity. So anyway, we're going to be back in the podcast next week. So stay tuned, boys and girls, and just have a good Memorial Day weekend. Throw something on the grill. Throw something on the barbie. Even if it rains, who cares? You know, have a cocktail, sit back with loved ones, and remember that this day was created by enslaved or newly freed African slaves to honor Union soldiers. Have a great one.
Welcome. Welcome.
Yo, what's up, world? We are the good people. We invite you to join us on this musical journey through space and time. My mind. We're out to change the world one song at a time, yo. Come along for the ride.
gotta let go and it'll direct the flow. You are the vacuum devouring all you hear. Autopilot ain't no need to steer. Just give in to music and its magical way. So prepare for this convergence is underway. Yeah. This tender surrender, where your body is the epicenter. The luminous colors surround you. The beat is exploding through the ground. You give in to the music in this magical way. Then you activate to automate, and the energy begins to circulate. Let this music make its way
on the auditory gate
into your subconscious mind.
That's where you will find.
Duet, where the music in your body connect, yeah. Ain't dressed to impress, just here to sweat and forget and